The listless U.S. economy is showing signs of life. The Federal Reserve says business and consumer confidence appears to have rebounded since the Iraq War. But the Fed cautions the improvement has not been dramatic, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Fed's regular survey of economic conditions shows much of the country still struggling with sluggish, subpar, or subdued economic growth. But the Fed says conditions don't appear to be getting any worse, and in four of the 12 Federal Reserve districts, they seem to be getting a little better. One of those districts is the Kansas City area, where retail sales have picked up a bit after slowing during the war with Iraq. Tory Jones works at the Lucky Brand Jeans store in Kansas City's Plaza Shopping Center. She says sales have definitely improved since the first of the year.
I think people are a little bit more willing to spend, but definitely not going overboard. I mean, I don't think there's any frivolous spending. There's just basic need spending. You know, I need a swimsuit, I must buy one. It's hot, I need shorts, that kind of thing.
Housing starts are also up in the Kansas City area, about 5% above last year's levels. Matt Derrick of the local Home Builders Association says builders are optimistic about the next 6 months, but he adds the construction boom does not reflect widespread economic growth.
All the sales that are being driven, for the most part, are being driven by interest rates. They certainly aren't being driven by job creations. Normally, when you have a healthy housing market, you're looking for at least 1.5 jobs for each permit issued. And right now, with negative numbers, yeah, we're having a healthy housing market. I think about the only thing you contribute that to is the interest rates.
The Federal Reserve says the job market remains soft in most parts of the country, though there are anecdotal reports of increased office hiring in New York. The Dallas and Minneapolis areas are also showing signs of economic improvement. Federal Reserve policymakers will use the survey data for guidance when they meet to set interest rates later this month. Scott Horsley, NPR News.